Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby, I don't want you to take this personal, what I'm about to say. In 1992 and 1993 about my ex. It's a personal thing between me and you. I don't want to hear nobody else me. Why am I saying this?
The following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What the fuck is going on with Vince McMahon? I don't know what it is, by thinking that Brock Lesnar is a draw by the antics that he's been doing. I don't get it. I really don't. If y'all didn't watch SmackDown or decided not to because you think it probably wasn't going to be no point, most likely you had the WWE Championship match. And lo and behold, Kofi lost within like 5 seconds with nothing. He didn't do anything or nothing. He just got caught with an F5, and that was it. I don't get it. I really don't. It's like, did he look at the ratings when they did this crap on Raw? Raw was low on ratings because there was no champion there. So, you think SmackDown is going to suffer the same thing? I'm sorry, but I don't think he get it. And I think he probably never will until the day he retires. Like, really? Like, if you know people are going to hate somebody that's not going to be there until, like, one of the four main shows to defend the title, just like, really? And I should have. And it should have caught to my eye when they were saying that on SmackDown this is going to make Brock Lesnar a star. So they're thinking a guy that's going to take, like, got a light schedule is really going to help ratings. The only reason they probably have ratings tonight, whatever the ratings may be, ain't because of him, because of all the other stuff that they got going on. They having celebrities there, legends, and all that good stuff. Is this light or what? Oh, that's a lot better. But, anyways, although I fell asleep on some of the show, I saw as much as I could. It wasn't because I couldn't stand it. It's just I was tired just doing, like, running around and doing, like, other stuff. So, just crazy. I'm stuck on stupid because they just still I probably don't get it and I probably never will of Vince's mind. And there are probably people out there was just thinking to himself, it was like, he's going to get it back and it's just going to like start sucking again because of he holding the title hostage, as always. It's just stupid. But how... But the thing is, they did have a former UFC fighter there. It came Vachez, if I said it right. I didn't see the fight, but Courtney is the one that took the belt from Brock Lesnar in UFC. So, but then again, you know they still got Hell in a Cell. It was like there's no WWE Championship match going on. So, what are they going to do with that situation? I don't know. But anyways, let me just close this out here because I know a few people are doing a reaction on Friday Night SmackDown, which some of them shouldn't. I hope some of them will be complaining, but some of them will, some of them won't. But anyways, I'm going to enjoy smoking this cigar as we're going to take a little break because I'm still pissed off about what happened on SmackDown. And I know there's going to be some people that ain't going to get it, but what can I do? I just need a little prayer. We'll be right back. Let's see. And we're back. That song, normally that would do it for me, but it doesn't. It just makes me so mad that I just need to talk. Let's just talk about like the other stuff that happened on SmackDown. The Rock made an appearance. Him and Becky Lynch beat the crap out of Baron Corbin. So I know there's some fans that like that. Because they can't stand Baron Corbin. But it's one thing. What's the difference between Brock Lesnar and the person that they can't stand, Baron Corbin? Baron Corbin shows up. The vanilla cigar. But anyways, that happened, and what else? Yeah, like Trish and Lita, they was there watching the show, of course. Goldberg watching the show. Get the Bella Twins there. Just got a lot of big stars going on there. Yeah, Eggman Tag, that was good. Yeah, Roman Reigns versus Air Roman in a lumberjack match, although I didn't see much of it, but it was good for what I saw. I slept all the way through the Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens match, so probably what I'm doing, I'm probably going to watch it again when they show it on Hulu the next day. I don't want nobody to think that, oh, it was boring or anything like that, in my opinion, but I just didn't watch it because I'm just so tired. Ooh, that was a strong one. But anyways, they had the kickoff show. So kind of interesting for them to have, you know, like a kickoff show for that show. Just crazy. But it was like enjoyable to watch too, so like you have like you're doing like a lot of interviews and stuff like that. And that's how like the kickoff show should be made, by doing interviews, but should have a match here and there. Sometimes it's good too. But that didn't happen. Oh, this mango drink is good. No, I'm not back at drinking. I'm just drinking like a, I would say it's like a Spanish soda. Just put it that way. Well, anyways, yesterday I covered the Wednesday Night War, so we're not going to talk about that. But I know I talked a little bit about the, I was going to talk a little bit about the Bucks thing. With they went to the, I might have mentioned it, but it was Tenacious, Dante, and Cam. They went to the Hunter house, and they was like, scare out their witch. Like, damn. Just crazy. So, the video is up on the No, it's up on the Milwaukee Bucks page, so if you get a chance, check it out. It's funny as hell. But anyways, you got Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. They didn't mention that many matches, and plus, although I probably fell asleep for, like, SmackDown gonna have any matches. Because it seems like it's going to be a little bit of a surprise of what other matches are going to happen. Because they only mentioned like two matches. But they didn't mention like anything else. Let me drink my drink. But, anyways, flavors kale. Choosing the wrapper. Let me see, the tin still smell like that vanilla taste. A little bit. Not so much. But what else? Their scrimmage is coming up, and I'm going to go there to see it. I just hope my car will work finally for that, because I got to get, like, some stuff for it. So hopefully I can get that out the way. Let's see the scrimmage or whatever. But the funny thing is, the next day they got to I know they got to leave probably that night, or they're probably going to leave in the morning just to go to a two-hour drive to Chicago to play the Bulls for their first game of the preseason. So I would like to see that. And so I'm going to be juggling between watching the Bucks game on Monday and watching Raw at the same time. Well, more the wrestling. The funny thing is like, I went to go get my NXT tickets today, which I do got them, but they're on the way. They're getting mailed. But anyway, more true story. It said on their website that the tickets will go on sale today at 10 a.m. Believe me, I wouldn't get up and know like 8 o'clock and be like, although I need to start to get up at 8 o'clock because of other things going on. But just get there, like, get my tickets, whatever. And just need to go to the bathroom, so I was just waiting on the, for the vending place to open so I can get my ticket. So I just waited there. A guy had came and just like, "What are you waiting for? You know they don't open till 12." I'm like, "For the NXT tickets, it's supposed to be on sale at 10 o'clock." That's what it says on your website. So I kind of asked him, like, if I can't get them here, then where else I can get them? Maybe going to the Riverside Theater or wherever the case may be. Anyways, the guy, I guess he was just looking in the back or something like that, and just seeing something. So he came out with this, you know, piece of paper or whatever. I'm just thinking like, wait, what are you going to do? She's like, for their screw-ups, for a screw-up, we will get you a pair of NXT tickets for free. So I was like, cool, just write your name and your number. So I gave my name and my number. He said, expect a call at 12 o'clock, well, around 12. I was like, okay. Just went to go and do my business, went to go my errands and things like that. But then it was like about, I'd say like around 11, like about 11:40. Then they called. So it was like, how many pair? I could have said more, but no, I'm just going to stick to what the guy said and said just a pair. So they told me I'm getting row D. I think it was like C11 and 12, I believe. Normally you hear like 11 and 12, that's like a end of the row. And you're thinking like, okay, I'm going to have some leg room. But we'll see, don't know. But the tickets will be, I'll have the tickets by next week. So probably like around Monday or Tuesday. So that'd be cool. And those of you that probably don't even know with SmackDown, they're in Milwaukee. Tickets will go on sale for that one next Friday at noon. And that's what I'm going by, what it says on the on their event page. And their tickets did went up like about $5 up. And you're thinking like, like, well, they're trying to be like everybody else, like, you know, the smaller cities, probably some of them. So, you know, like, that's probably what everybody's probably going to go for is the $20 seats. And you hear, like, and you got, like, hardcore fans will go to get more than that. Which, yeah, for me, I'm not going to get the $20 tickets, but I'm trying to think, like, where should I, what should I get and stuff, like, maybe they got it on the part of the forum website. So let's see. Because it was the part of the forum that announced it today. And it's now on, it probably won't be on WWE's website until Monday for sometime the beginning of the week. But we'll see. So just give me a second here, and let's see here. Yep, it's on their website. Okay, they got the same chart, but they ain't got the. Yeah, they got the. Of course, they got the seeding chart. They got F1, F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7. Then they got all the 100s from 101 all the way up to 122. Then you got the, of course, the 200s. Of course, the sweeps and things like that. But, yeah, that's all they got. Let's see if we click on more information. Yep, it doesn't say much, so one thing we can do is just wait until either Thursday or Friday when they're going to show, like, how much are the prices, or it's going to be, like, over the weekend they're going to have it. Well, yep, Friday, December 13th, 2019, show starts at 6:45 p.m., I think they probably will have like a match or something. Like, I don't know if they're showing 205 Live. So that, I'm not sure if they're doing that. But I guess we'll see. But yep. It was on their website, but they just ain't talking about it. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the economy and what I'm reading on the port and what I'm going to read to you guys. So we will be right back. Thank you. And we're back. I'm sorry about that staticky thing. I don't know what was going on. Maybe something they're still working on, as I mentioned yesterday. So, while Trump was out here praising about the job growth and the unemployment rate dropped down to his lowest since he'd been in office. Let's see. Economy adds 136,000 payrolls in September, but unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. Now I'm just going to read what the what it says on here. U.S. employees add fewer jobs than expected in September, and wage gain slow, adding to evidence of declaring growth in the domestic economy. But in the sign of a still tight labor market, the unemployment rate unexpectedly declined to a first five-decade low of 3.5%. Let's see. There were May numbers from the Department of Labor September job report versus consensus with expectations supplied by Bloomberg. Non-farm payrolls, 136,000 versus plus 145,000 expected, and plus 168,000 in August. Unemployment rate, 3.5 versus 3.7 expected, and 3.7 in August. Average hourly earnings, MOM, whatever that is, 0% versus plus 0.2 expected, and plus 0.4% in August. Average hourly earnings, YOY, plus 2.9% versus plus 3.2 expected, and plus 3.2% in August. Let's see what else it says on here. So it's like mainly they said it wasn't that much gain. It wasn't that much gain in August, but it increased a little bit, but not by much. And you also have, oh, freaking place, I swear. See, over last year, average hourly earnings rose just 2.9%, marking the slowest pace of increases since July 2018. Under service, health, and social assistance positions saw the strongest gains, with 41,400 new payrolls added in September. Professional business service rolled by. Ooh, probably won't get talking much about that. So let's just talk about the other shows that is going on. But mainly they're just saying that it says unemployment rate was the highest it's ever been. Sorry, it's just like I'm not getting this chart. It's just like job number fell below the estimate. And I got currently is 3.5%. Wherever the case may be, but WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check the page out for events that was going on and events that, and also like meet and greets and stuff, like all month long. And look for us on Facebook. Check out Maddie's Mary. It gains a lot of followers, so check that out. But until then, you get to listen to Archer Smith this Tuesday with his mix. So until then, y'all have a good night.